Live from KQED News, I'm Alice Wolfley. The Alameda City Council plans to consider police reforms this weekend in the wake of the in-custody death of Mario Gonzalez last month. Council member John Knox White is hoping the council will move to vote on some of the proposals on Saturday.
An immediate step that can be taken is a process for civilian oversight of police actions that involve physical contact and random checks of body camera video, just to make sure that we have a second set of review.
He's also pushing for the city to begin a pilot of a mental health response unit for 911 calls. Gonzalez died after police pinned him to the ground, and advocates say none of his actions warranted a response from police. An effort to end the state's exception for spousal rape appears to have stalled in the legislature. KQED's Keith Mizuguchi reports.
The two bills that were introduced would have meant that the rape of a spouse would have been treated and punished the same as other rape cases, but neither received a committee hearing before last week's deadline. State Senator Dave Cortese of San Jose pulled his legislation after the Senate Public Safety Committee proposed amendments that many advocates felt would contradict the bill's intent. Meanwhile, a similar bill in the Assembly from South Bay Assemblyman Evan Lowe also failed to get a hearing. Lowe and his co-sponsor, Assemblywoman Christina Garcia, are calling for a hearing to take place, even though the deadline has passed. I'm Keith Mizuguchi, KQED News.
There's more online at kqed.org. I'm Alice Wolfley in Oakland.